Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody. Got Greg Peterson here, team manager, and I'm talking to you from the Mesa, Arizona area right now, helping out a friend get set up down in this location. And I could not be more happy to be able to introduce our individual today that's assisting me, and that is the none other but the famous David Olson. David, are you there?
Greg, you exaggerate greatly. I'm here. It's good to be with you. Thanks for the introduction. Hi, everyone. David Olson calling in from my home here in Idaho. I used to host Whatever Wednesday with Lisa Diamond, and it's good to be asked to come back and fill in for Belinda and help Greg out. I won't waste much time. We'll get started here. This is the follow-up, week four of the challenge for the month of July. And you know, we just want to ask about the homework that we asked you to do last week in week three, and did you get a chance to do it? One of those goals is to reach out to 10 people on your prospect list and share some Beamer information. Invite a couple people to a Beamer meeting, either the Beamer Experience that happens on Tuesday night, Pacific time and East Coast time, or a Beamer business discussion that happens on Thursday. Did you do some role play with anybody in your life, introducing the Beamer to them, telling them your Beamer success story? You know, my approach with almost everybody is, this may not be right for you, but in my own mind, I know it's right for everybody. But in, you know, this is how I approach it, because that kind of just disarms them a little bit, is that, hey, this might not be right for you, but you need to know about it. I got introduced to this medical device 6 years ago through my dad's end-of-life journey. I witnessed this incredible experience with a 90-year-old man. I started using it, and it's just been a game-changer in my personal life. I'll go on and tell them, you know, more details about my personal experience. But, you know, I use that with everybody. And as Casey Conrad, our regional director, has often said, it's just so much more fun when it comes to Beamer to talk to a lot of people about it than just a handful. If you think about maybe, you know, introducing Beamer to one person a week, well, 2 months later, you've introduced Beamer to eight people. And it may not be within their budget right now, or they may not be educated enough. So you could get discouraged. But if you think about, you know, hey, this may not be right for you, but you need to know about it, saying that to five people a week, 8 weeks later, you've mentioned it to 40 people. There's a really good chance out of those 40 people, there's going to be a lot of people that think like you. Maybe they've already been looking into microcirculation or biohacking, and you know, they take science at face value, and maybe they don't even need to experience the Beamer. That was me. I didn't have to get on it. I take science at face value. I looked at the information. It made a lot of sense. I had the resource and brought it into my father's life. So, you know, think about just talking to more people, and you'll find that it can be way more fun, because you will come across people that get it much more easily. And, you know, getting people on the Beamer, practicing doing a Beamer session on people that you know, that you're comfortable with, it's a really great practice, doing sessions on people. You know, we teach this in academies on how to do a proper demo, and Setting up the context for their experience, letting them know they may not feel anything. So then they're not having that huge expectation in the very first session. And being quiet once you get them going. Don't make the mistake I made so often in the beginning where I get them on a Beamer session and then I throw up on them and do this like 8-minute in-depth Beamer science presentation and poor person doesn't get a chance to experience the Beamer. So reminders, we've got the Facebook page, the Quick Start IBD Support Group. I encourage everybody who's not on it to join that group. Blog Talk Radio is so awesome because we have these live calls, of course, but we do record them. And so you can always go back when it's more convenient for you to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS and listen to these recordings. So today is about following up and making it happen. Greg, talk to us about follow-up.
You bet, Dave. Thank you so much for the intro and all the reminders because it is so important. We have so much to share. We want to make sure that we just give everybody the ability to be able to go back to all of this and be able to review it on their own time and in their own comfort zone. And that's the beauty of Beamer is we are able to do this at our individual comfort paces. So it's wonderful. So on the follow-up, we spoke about this last week, and it's so important to understand because the average Beamer sale normally takes a while. And in general, the average person takes 5 to 12 exposures before making a purchase decision. So these are things that we want to remember. And why is that so important? Well, a lot of people that get involved in this, they've never been in sales before. So they'll introduce it to somebody and then walk away. And I have experienced this where I work a farmer's market on Thursday evenings in my hometown area. And I had an individual come up to me and say, yeah, I was introduced to the Beamer in the Vegas area. And I go, well, great. I go, do you have the contact information of the individual that shared it with you? Because I would never, ever take food off of anybody else's plate. And I would love to help you get in contact with that individual so that they can help you further your experience. And they said, no, they go, they contacted me once and I don't have their information. I never heard back from them again, but, I'm ready to buy now. And so there was no recourse to where we could find out who made contact initially with them. And so here, whomever it was, lost a sale. It's as simple as that. And do you know that 80% of sales, and this is not just with Beamer, this is in all sales nationwide, 80% of sales occur between the 5th and the 12th contact of being with somebody. So if you don't contact them at least 5 times, you're shooting yourself in the foot. However, for me, being a paramedic for so many years, I wasn't a salesperson. I felt like I did not want to intimidate somebody or feel like I was bothering them or anything there. It all comes down to communication, plain and simple. Ask the person, may I do a follow-up with you? Can I call you next week? And if I have some additional information to share with you, would you be interested? And 9 times out of 10, they're like, yeah, most definitely. Thank you for asking. And so now that takes that weight off your shoulders where you can now go and continue to share information with them. And we call it dripping. You're just slowly going to drip on somebody. And the reason why we do that, if somebody was really thirsty and wanted to drink a water, you'd give them a nice little glass of water and they would drink it. If you come at them with a fire hose, they're going to turn their head to the side and they're going to run. So we just want to continue to drip on a person to where it soaks in like a nice gentle rain into the soil and allow that person to absorb it at their pace. So after we do that, we want to make sure that we educate and remember that most sales are based on emotion. There's an emotion behind why a person wants to purchase. It could be that they have personal issues for themselves. We have a lot of individuals that actually purchase because they want to help out a loved one, another family member, or be able to share it with their friends, they're not realizing what it's actually going to do for themselves. And then once they start using it, it's amazing what they find out actually what it does for themselves. And so make sure that when you're using the Beamer, also make sure you document all the changes that you notice in your own life as you start to use this. Because as time goes on, believe it or not, you'll start to forget those minor little things, those little changes that have occurred. And we want to make sure we keep that fresh in our minds, because this is a part of your personal testimonial. And as we know, we do not do third-party testimonials. So your testimonial is golden. And as you continue to use the Beamer, it is an evolution. Everything evolves, and it only gets better and better. So another thing that we want to look at is the follow-up and what type of tools we have for that. So I know Dave, that he comes from the business background of areas, and he's more organized than anybody I know. So I'm going to turn this over to David.
Well, that's not necessarily true, Greg. I mean, I keep it pretty rudimentary. I did want to mention something about follow-up. I had a really good last quarter in 2020 and was able to change 14 lives in just 7 weeks. But I have to tell you, probably 8 out of those 14 people that got Beamers going into that last part of the calendar year were people that I had started talking to 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And as a lot of you have experienced, the people that you are closest to, you know, your sisters, brothers, best friends, parents, children, they can often be the most challenging people we talk to. So you have to be super, super subtle with them. And it was those kinds of people that comprised most of those 8 people that, got Beamers. I've been talking to them, just dripping on them, as Greg mentioned, just a little bit over several years. In terms of follow-up and being organized, I do a spreadsheet. I don't do a CRM system, and I'm happy to share this template. I share it in academies. If you want to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, not E-N, david.olson@beamermail.com. I'm happy to send you this template. It's a really simple spreadsheet. You know, you've got on the left column, maybe the individual introduced you to somebody so you can keep track of them. Maybe they're part of your customer referral program. The individual's name, the date that they were introduced, and then I have 11 columns of follow-up. As I think Greg mentioned, 80% of Beamers end up in someone's life between the 5th and the 12th follow-up. And, of course, I have, their phone number and email address and city and state and maybe their credential if they're some kind of healthcare practitioner. And then I have a huge column just for notes. So that, I'm saying, hey, this lady, she's in her early 50s, she's going through this, she's got, this many children, this is her career, et cetera. So I make notes, and then we're just using all these great tools to continue the following up. But that's what I use as an Excel system. Casey Conrad has been super successful doing it with 3x5 index cards and just, card boxes to hold them in and things like that. I'm not sure what Greg uses, but my spreadsheet has served me really well. Gosh, in my 6 years now, I think I've got like 3,000 names on it. So it does take me a little bit more work to go back through it and make sure I'm not letting people slip through the cracks because it's gotten so big. And that's where maybe a CRM program would probably be superior, but I do try to keep this business simple, and that's what I use. So, Greg, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, now with the CRM, a lot of people aren't familiar what that stands for, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and explain it for us.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm having a hard time. I mean, I understand the system, but what CRM stands for, is it computer, do you remember?
I'm looking it up right now. It is an acronym for, oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Because, I mean, I just don't use it. I mean, I understand what it does. I mean, it's a contact management system. Customer relationship management is what it stands for.
There you go. Good. See, we're all learning here. We're so used to using terminology all the time that we forget a lot of these things. So that's why I love doing this. Is because this is great review for all of us, folks, and we're all learning together. And that's why Beamer is such a big family. It's not a bunch of dictators at the top and everybody else is yes or no, sir. We all learn together. We all develop. We all evolve. And that's why Beamer is continuing to get better and better each and every single day. That's the beauty of it. So, yeah, great job on that, David, and everything that brought up is amazing. And it's something I'm still constantly working on too, is developing that right system that works for you, because there's different types of systems that you can use and find out what works best for you. We all work differently, but we all are achieving the same goal. So that's awesome on how you brought that up. So the next thing we want to get into is the options of how you can incorporate the drip system, and we've already reviewed a lot of it in the previous weeks here that are all on the recordings, and David directed you to that. One thing we always want to make sure at the beginning of any blog talk radio is make sure that you have a pen and paper ready, most definitely. So when you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, I-B-D-S, you can go on your computer, and then you can go and you can see all the previous recordings, not only for Mondays, but Testimonial Tuesday, whatever Wednesday, the Equines on Thursday. And all of this is so, so valuable for everybody. So we have that. So I'm going to do a real quick review of our lease-to-own program. Now, remember, that's where a person can start a lease program for $899. And then $99 of that is administration fee, but the $800 will go towards the purchase of the basic home unit, not the special that we have going on right now till the end of July, but just the home edition. And with that, then they'll receive an email, I believe it's like at 4, 6, and 8 weeks from the company, asking if they want to pay the remaining balance. And it's a very click, 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 and they pay the remaining balance, and it's theirs. Otherwise, they will receive an email from the company with a return shipping label, and the people return it back. But I have yet to hear about anybody returning them back. So we have the lease-to-own program. Now, the material, our Beamer back office under distributor library, with that, the seventh section down, there's your highlighted areas that are white letters with orange, like a block area. The seventh one down is the lease-to-own program. You can download the files there and print those off, and that is a wealth of materials on how to drip on customers, how to help out new distributors, additional information. And all of this was put together by Bettina Torres, Stacey DeVore, and Leslie Fox. And I want to send out a special thank you to them for the time that they took to put this all together on their own time to help us all out. And not only does this work on the lease-to-own program, but anybody that you share a Beamer with and sell a Beamer to, you can use this material as a template to be able to help those individuals. So here it is, all in your fingertips, all the information you would ever need to be able to run a business professionally. Now, in our back office in the distributor library, we also have a wealth of videos that you can share, and they're in different categories. And so just take your time and start to review, work with your mentor, because the important part of incorporating at least another mentor or your sponsor is because there's always new stuff going in there. And I am always learning about new things that our amazing marketing department, Brad Horn, Margarita, all the team, they are constantly putting together such professionally put together material so that all you need to do is be the messenger, not the message. So when you're introducing the Beamer to somebody, All you need to do is deliver the message by giving them the material to watch. You don't have to remember all the numbers and data or anything like that. Just say, can you watch this? Can you watch that? And the Beamer, as you know, will be able to sell itself. Let's see here. Going on, we also have our little recording called, we call it the 8-Minute Story. And if you go to life.beamergroup.com/ and then the number 8 and then minute story. So life.beamergroup.com/ 8-Minute Story. That will give a nice quick overview and description of the science of Beamer, how it works, and then just a touch on the business opportunity. Another item is to go into life.beamergroup.com/videos. And there will be a wealth of videos that you can also observe on your own and then be able to share. Now remember, you always want to review something before you send it off to somebody so that you have a common communication with the individual. So if they ask you any questions about this, that, or any other thing, you're able to answer it more thoroughly. All right. Now, we want to be able to recall our journey in making the purchase ourselves. So we want to make it sure that it's a very duplicatable process. So when we're signing someone on as a distributor, make sure you have them go through your replicated website. You show them where to click on becoming a distributor. Have them watch that 4-minute video, show them at the very top how you have the different countries, show them also, I usually like use the French option, I click on French and or France, and then I have them watch the lettering on the website as they click OK, and then the website itself will automatically transfer into French. All the lettering, the language, everything. And so I had an individual that said, wow, that's amazing. You know, we have friends in this country, and I see the country right here. And I go, there you go. You would be able to sell directly to them. There's, I believe, 21 or 22 countries there, and all the countries that are in that drop-down are the ones that have the same commerce agreement as the United States. So you can sell to anybody in those countries, and then our system will automatically adjust the currency change in your back office so you have nothing else to do but enjoy and help them get started with their new Beamer and or getting them started with their business as a distributor. So all of this is here for you. Now, also, I remembered how we want to make sure that we take note of all the different changes going on in our life as we're using the Beamer. What we're wanting to do is work on our own personal testimonial, how we are going to share our Beamer. You don't sit there and talk for 5 hours about what the Beamer did for you. You want to develop what's called your elevator speech, that 30-second, 60-second, 90-second presentation so that it's very, just very simple and concise. And remember, keeping it simple is much better. Because if I go and start talking to somebody and tell them how beautiful the blue sky is, and it's the kind of blue that you see on, well, maybe that kind of that shirt over there, and you're going to lose them. Plain and simple, you're going to lose them. So you just mentioned to them, it was the most beautiful blue sky I ever saw. Now, that individual that you're talking to is going to picture in their mind what the most beautiful blue sky that they have seen before. So allow their mind to fill in the gaps and to highlight all the things that you wish to share with them. And we did go into that previously in previous episodes on how to do our presentation. So next up is the real exciting stuff. And I'm going to have David share this about our Pacesetter program.
Yes. So if you're a new IBD, and you're going to make that run from junior to senior, that's basically 5,000 sales points, roughly 4 Beamers. and you change four people's lives, four families' lives. You have 2 months to do this once you become a distributor. And Beamer's going to pay you a $750 bonus over and above the commissions that you're going to make, making those four sales. So what's great, though, is the month that you become a distributor does not count towards those 60 days. So if you signed up next week on, like, Monday, August 2nd, the month of August does not count. Your pace setter doesn't start till September 1st. So you got all of August, practically, and all of September, and all of October to change four families' lives, four people's lives, go from junior to senior, and you're going to earn that bonus in addition, of course, to all the commissions you're going to make. And if two of those individuals decide to become distributors with their purchase and not just customers, that bonus will be another $250 for a total of $1,000. So, you know, let the tools do the work for you. Don't make the mistake that I made in the beginning where I just felt I had to be an absolute expert and know the science presentation as well as anybody before I could really start talking about Beamer. It did not serve me. If I had been better about just putting people in front of maybe the 8-minute story or the 5-minute Beamer explanation and then an I Decide video perhaps and then getting them on a 3-way call with somebody else like Greg, anybody besides myself that had some expertise in Beamer, I would have changed way more lives those first couple of years. I was so reluctant to use the tools. And, of course, back then we didn't have nearly the tools that we had today. I think we maybe had the blood flow video, and that was about it. And, of course, then Beamer Blog Talk started, and that was a really important tool. But today, my gosh, we have such great tools to use for new people. If you can hit play and put somebody in front of a video and then get them on the phone with somebody else, you can start changing lives right now, and that is super duplicatable. If you're the expert throughout the entire process, the person may be interested in sharing Beamer, but they're thinking to themselves, gosh, there's no way I could be the expert that my friend is. I don't see how I could do this. But if you simply hit play, get them on the phone with somebody else, the way the person sees it is the way they think it's done, and then they think to themselves, gosh, you know what? I mean, Greg didn't do anything more than put me in front of a video and get me on the phone with somebody else. I can do that, and it's super duplicatable. So, you know, create your process however you want to do it. We're going to be bad before we're good. We're going to be good before we're great. Just start down the path. In terms of expanding your list, I have a lot of people that they get through like the 20 people in their immediate circle, and then they think to themselves, well, I don't know anybody else. But in fact, you know, the average 8-year-old has met several thousand people in that 8 years, and we have way more people in our network than we think we do. And as I mentioned earlier, often I've had way more success with people that I have more of an arm's length relationship with. And I use social media to reach out to people. I used Facebook to reach out to people that I went to high school with. I'll just simply send them a message, say, hey, I hope all the important things are going great. I've looked at your profile. It looks like your life is just awesome. And I'd love to catch up, but I do want to also talk to you about something I've been introduced to. And, you know, I reach out to people like that all the time that I had a relationship with 30, 40 years ago. Cold calling is really difficult because you've got to establish credibility first and some trust. I mean, they don't know if you're not an axe murderer or not, right? But if it's somebody that maybe you had a relationship with or just knew each other casually 30, 40 years ago, there is that link, you know, it's that distant, warm market link. And then you'll suddenly realize that the list of people that you have some kind of connection with is vast. I mean, into the couple thousand, several thousand people. If you're like Greg's and my age and you're getting quite a bit older, you're going to have a massive network. Other ways that I network locally, you know, I'm still an aging endurance athlete, and I often set up exhibits, Beamer exhibits at local bike races, ski races, foot races, things like that. It's a great way to network and meet people. And I volunteer every year to present at our local Rotary chapters. Rotary chapters are always looking for somebody to do like a 20-minute presentation on something relevant to the community, relevant to the attendees at their lunch meetings. That's been really successful for me. There's networking groups, BNI, for example, your Chamber of Commerce, gyms, my local Gold Gym, you know, outside of the age of COVID, they often do health fairs on their, you know, just on the basketball court where several exhibitors will set up tents. I always volunteer for that. And the health food stores, you know, it's listed here as an example too in some of the notes that I'm looking at. And that's something I have not done yet. And I've heard of people setting Beamers up at health food stores and having a lot of success introducing Beamer to people that way. So there's examples. Greg's going to go over what not to do when it comes to sharing Beamer. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, and I noticed one thing I think you may have left out is hair salons. And I know that's one area probably you won't catch me in because of Mother Nature and the practical joke she played on the top of my noggin here. But
you and me both.
Yeah, these are all places where people are in more of a relaxed scenario, and they're just very much more open to receive any type of information. And the biggest thing is when you're sharing with people, make sure you share from the heart and that you want to help people, not from the pocketbook. A person can see a shark swimming towards them from a mile away. You just want to, and this is the type of people we have in the Beamer family. Everybody wants to truly change another person's life. And it's funny because you'll have people that they may no longer want to be a distributor for Beamer as such, but they don't sell their Beamer when they stop being a distributor. They still use it because it works. Anybody else that's involved in other types of sales, and they drop the product and move on to something else. And so that speaks volumes about Beamer. So what not to do? And, okay, this is almost like a checkoff list of the things that I learned from personal experience. And you've got to remember that we are looked at by our compliance department. Michelle and everybody that is in the compliance department are amazing people. And they are there here to help us, not hinder us. And they are there to help us give great suggestions. So if you're going to be putting on an event somewhere and you want to put up some signs, they can direct you if you want to make some up on your own besides what Beamer maybe has developed. But they will guide you on what can and can't be saying. And then also they'll give you suggestions saying, you know, that's all right, but this might be a better suggestion on what to use and it'll have a greater effect. They are extremely helpful and friendly, so I can't say enough about them. All right, so with that, it's how to put material in front of people, and you want to create more of a balance. And just practice with your family, practice with your friends, and it's funny, by doing so, you really, we've had people sell Beamers to their family and friends just in the area of practicing. And why is that? Because it's nice and laid back. It's easy going. You're having fun. You're laughing. You're telling jokes. And it's just a very relaxed atmosphere. It's not a pressure sales. Number two, don't fake the answers. Everybody, if anything, honest. Number one is just be honest. And remember when we talked about three-way phone calls down the road? If you don't know the answer to somebody, say, you know what, I've got my mentor. I'm going to give him a call really quick and find out the answer to that. And when you do that and you get your mentor on the phone, now you've established a three-way phone call, and now your client can also hear your mentor or your upline they can hear their story, and it will solidify so much more of what you have shared, and you'd be surprised the magic that happens on something like that. I've had people turn around and go, you know what, that's all I need to know. How do I buy this? How do I get it? And it leads right into that. One thing that we also don't do is, like, on our mass media items, like, let's say you've got a friend and they are a radio announcer and they're like, hey, we'd like to have you come on to the show and talk about Beamer. We don't do anything like that, nor TV, putting ads in the newspapers or magazines. All of this is professionally done through our marketing department. And you would contact them and just say, listen, I was approached by these individuals. Do you have anybody that would be able to assist and possibly be someone that could talk to them about this? And it's as simple as that. Make sure that those who are in the know are able to answer any and all of those questions. Okay. Now, for social media, we want to make sure that we follow our compliance, and they have opened up the gates more of what we can do in social media. Now, we did talk about the e-learning, and you want to make sure in your e-learning that you go through the compliancy section on that. I mean, we don't leave anything out on the e-learning. Every single section in there is worth its weight in gold. And it's like the spoke on a bicycle wheel. Each one has its strength to make sure that that wheel spins smoothly. And so you want to make sure that you take all this information in. So make sure you go through your compliance and follow up on what we can and can't do as far as where you can use the name Beamer. Make sure that Beamer is spelled in capital letters because it is an acronym. It means that each letter of the actual name stands for something. Remember, Beamer stands for bioelectromagnetic energy regulation. And we want to make sure that we recognize and honor our own trademark and understand what the origin was of it and that we represented it properly. Another thing that we do not do is cold call on doctors or veterinarians. Now, if you have a personal doctor, you can tell them about, hey, you know, I started using this. It's been working great. Have you heard about it? No. Let me get you some information on it. Now, also know with doctors, if you get your personal doctor's name, address, their phone number, their email address, and their license number, then our medical director, and I shouldn't say medical director, but Dr. Burka's office, our advisory group, they can send a package, and it only goes from doctor to doctor, so it only goes from our corporate headquarters to that doctor's office, so he can look at all the more advanced information, but it can only be shared to them. So we, as a general distributor out in the field, we haven't gone to medical school. And if you go in and you cold call on a doctor you don't even know, then all of a sudden the weight of Beamer is on your shoulders to represent Beamer 100%, and that's not going to happen. So we want to make sure that we are representing Beamer properly. Another thing is we do not do put an exhibit up at a medical expo that is designated for doctors or veterinarians. Now, anytime that we put on or go to do an expo, remember that you need to go through the compliancy department, get the authorization from compliancy of where you're going to be, the dates of the location, the whole bit. And on top of that, then compliancy will double check to make sure that there are no other Beamer distributors there. For every event where a Beamer distributor can be at, there's only one distributor that can be authorized to be there. However, if that distributor then says, yes, I want some people from my team or other friends that are distributors outside my team to be there, they'll be underneath you, but you are the primary person. Make sure that you have the authorization, the email from Michelle in compliancy department, and have it physically with you, because we have had distributors who have done this properly, set up at a location, and they look across the way, and here's another individual setting up a Beamer in a booth, and they've got other products and different things there going on, and they're not supposed to be there. They violated two different things. Number one, they went in there. They did not have authorization. Number two, Beamer is supposed to be the only product in a booth because we do not want Beamer to be associated with anything else, because the general consumer will get confused when they walk up to the booth and they say they see Beamer, and then all of a sudden here's these other items. They think that these other items are also associated with Beamer. We want to make sure Beamer stands alone and you're able to focus just on that. So with that, we want to turn it right back over to David here and how to be a great IVD.
You know, it's easier than we think it is. We make it so difficult in the beginning. And it's just about our habits. I encourage you, don't think about the amount of time that you're going to allocate to Beamer in a given week. I mean, most everybody involved with Beamer are not doing this full-time, like me and Greg. We've got busy lives or parents. We've got a full-time career. We're trying to be a good spouse or things like that, and Beamer is something really part-time. Don't think about it in terms of the amount of time that you're going to put in. Just think about it in the terms of the tasks that you're going to do every single week, and just hit rewind, play, rewind, play, rewind, play on those tasks. Beamer will sell itself organically if we talk to enough people. So your daily habits are just super important. You know, make a commitment to share Beamer with at least XXX number of people each week. And that's really dependent on how serious you want to make the Beamer business part of your life. Maybe it's just two people a week that you're going to share Beamer with. Or getting at least two people on your Beamer and doing a session, or inviting two people a week to at least one Beamer presentation, you know, either the product presentation on Tuesdays or the business presentation on Thursdays. How many of these do you want to do a month? As I said earlier, I got to reiterate it. I mean, if you're only talking to one person a week, that's eight people in 2 months. If you're talking to five people a week, that's 40 people in 2 months. And so the more people you talk to organically, Beamer is going to end up in people's lives. I like to think about it as I'm not trying to sell Beamers. I'm trying to create ambassadors that understand what Beamer does. If they bring a Beamer into their life, great. If they don't, great. I just tell myself, timing's not right. Beamer's not right for them right now. But I'm going to continue asking permission to follow up, and maybe they'll bring a Beamer into their life 5 years from now. So it makes it better for me, because I don't like to look at this as sales. I just want to educate people and create these ambassadors, so that now they know what Beamer does. Maybe they think of somebody whose life we can change, and if that person brings a Beamer into their life, great. That's how I feel like I'm really doing my job. And, you know, I use an accountability tracker for myself. I send it into Bettina every Monday. I've been doing this for almost 3 years now. So, gosh, what is that? It's like 150 Mondays in a row where I've sent off this accountability tracker to either George Veronis, our national director, or Bettina. And I'm not expecting reciprocity here. I'm not their accountability partner. It's just a commitment I made to myself to make sure I'm staying on track, working Beamer every single week. And I'm happy to email this out to everybody on the call as well. If you want to email me, as I said earlier, david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, I can send this out. But it just goes through the things you have to do every single week to get a Beamer into somebody's life. And then you need to approach somebody about the product. Hey, I don't know if this is right for you, but you need to know about it. That's my approach with everybody. You know, let me get your email address, I'll send you some science. Or maybe you approach somebody on the business. You set up that appointment for them to see the first presentation. Do you do it via webinar, one-on-one, in-home meeting? There's another column here.
Hey,
on
Dave,
accountability practice. Yes?
Yeah, we're down to about 30 seconds here. So.
Okay. I will wrap it up. I'm happy to send this out. It's just a great form. Go ahead and wrap up the show, Greg. I lost track of time. Go ahead.
Okay, really quick, folks. Remember, this is your business and your beginning. So have fun doing this. Let's make sure that you listen to the recordings. We're always here for you. Dave shared some amazing information with us today. Hopefully we can have David for further recordings. And go out there. Have a great week, everybody. Get with your mentor. Get with your sponsors. Get with your team. Have fun with this. And hopefully we'll hear you next month, because we want to hear those stories. Get on Testimonial Tuesday, whatever Wednesday. Please share your stories of how this program has helped you advance your business. And with that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week. Welcome to the Beamer family. If you're brand new, hopefully we'll be able to see you at the upcoming conventions and live events that are going to be coming about. And with that, we will go ahead and let it go. Dave, thank you so much for everything that you did today.
Thanks, Greg. Make it a great day, everyone.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.